Hi, my lovelies. Hello, hello, hello. Hi, Jo here. So I wanted to do for this week for your love note transmission, I'm actually talking about your relationship with money and your commitment to yourself. So we can end up having blockages around money as regards to money and love and the relationship of what we are seeing in our manifestations with the universe. So often, we will be heading down this path of learning how to be in flow and how to manifest. And you've been doing all of these things that to change your relationship with money, with receiving, with abundance, being in the flow. You've been activating. You have been clearing the blockages, which is absolutely superb. And we can still be holding on to what I see outside of me is a reflection if I am loved or not. Okay, so that idea that we know by now, hopefully that you know that everything outside of you is a reflection of yourself, of your frequency, of your energy, of your belief system, that the universe is always working for you, always. Okay, it never turns off, it never stops working, it is working for you exactly the same as it's working for everybody else, and it is the most perfect mirror to you and your wholeness of what you're putting out into the world. Now, what we can do though is project and hold on to this belief pattern that says, but what I see coming towards me is a sign if I am loved or not. Okay, because that brings us back to conditional love that we may have experienced as a child or may have been conditioned as growing up of receiving from others. If I behave really, really well, I receive love. If I do these certain things, I receive love. And we don't often realize that we are projecting our relationship with money so that we actually end up going, well, I realize that I'm perfectly fine everywhere else, but when I'm not receiving money, I feel like I'm not loved. I'm not being loved, I'm not being taken care of. But in truth, the only thing that's actually happening is that you are blocking yourself from taking care of yourself and receiving. So there is actually nothing to do with the universe. The number one rule is that you are loved. You are an extension of the divine. You have been feeling that. You are loved. That's just full stop. You are loved. You are supported. You are guided. It is all available to you. You've been learning that, you know, through this program, maybe through my, you know, 21 days. But you are in a flow of love. You are always loved. It never ends. It's always there. The only thing that changes is whether you block yourself from receiving, whether you shift your frequency so that you're further down and further away from it. But you never think of the fact that the sun disappears. You don't go, oh, well, the sun's out today. You know, it's here. But when it's not here, oh, it's not here. And you don't also think, oh, well, the sun is here. I slightly do this. I have to laugh. I was just thinking because I have a conversation with the universe sometimes with the sunshine. But we don't go, oh, well, I can't see the sun today. The cloud's in the way. I've stopped being loved. I just am loved. Yeah. So we go, hey, the sun is here and the sun is always here. Some days there are clouds in the way, but we still know the sun is there. We still know that it's beating down on us. We still know that it's giving us rays. The only thing in the way is clouds. And sometimes those clouds can be burnt away and sometimes they need to cry. And it's exactly the same. All right. Sometimes we have belief patterns that are stopping us, blocking us, that actually just make us feel like we have big storms in the way. But actually, in fact, it just needs us to release it or be burnt away by the light. That's it. So we are always loved, just like the sun. We is always beating down on us. We are always loved. The divine is always there. Source energy is always available to you. Your soul is always with you, within you, and is always there for you to connect into the wider love that's available for you. But every time you shift into a way of looking outside of yourself and waiting to see if the result you are getting is telling you if you are loved or not, that's when we fall out of whack and then we stop receiving. So, and we can do that with money. We can be going, oh, you know, I've only been receiving a small amount of money and now I'm looking and I haven't got any money and therefore I'm not loved and I'm not safe and I'll be alright. And I've fallen completely out of whack. Okay, because you're not looking to where the love is. You're not connecting to the vibrational self. You're not connecting to the fact that you actually are the creator of receiving what has already been done for you vibrationally, that you are manifesting, that you are being supported by the universe. You're the leading edge. The universe is going, hey, I love you. I'm holding this for you. I'm giving it to you. I'm ready for you. It's here. It's here. It's here. Are you willing to open your hands and receive it? Are you here to say, yeah, I want it? Am I here to move forward with it? Or am I putting the clouds in the way? That's okay. And it's okay if you do. But you have the tools and skills along this program of what you've been doing to release those big, big blockages, those big storm clouds. We've been, especially with the angelic ray healing that we did, that's been amazing. That's very cleansing. Also releasing all those money blocks, that was very cleansing. So we've been removing these big clouds that get in the way. But we've also got to check with our mindset. Are we looking? Where are we looking? Are we looking within? Are we looking with vibrationally? Are we accepting the non-physical version that is already manifested and it's done in my vibrational bank? Yeah, that the money is done in your vibrational bank. It's already done. The abundance is done. It's there. You've been putting it in over your lifetime and you're just drawing it down. You're just attracting it. You're just lying it in and you're just saying, I'm ready for it now and I want it now and I'm committing, which leads us into the second part, which is about commitment to yourself, commitment to focusing in the right place, focusing on where that love is, focusing on your soul, focusing on receiving, focusing on your faith. Because your money is a direct correlation to your faith, okay? A direct correlation to your belief, a direct correlation to your frequency. They all line up because your beliefs and your faith, of course, are all about that energetic frequency of saying, it's done, it's here, it's now, it's happening. We come back to the belief system of like when you order from Amazon, you don't just order from Amazon and then think it's no, oh, I put my order in, oh my God, I have to go to the factory and do it myself and then I have to go and drive and pick it up. And we don't, we know we've put our order in and we expect it to turn up. We expect it to turn up, that's it. We have no resistance to it turning up. And as you move forward now, you know, it's going to all be about where are you putting your resistance? You don't have the big blockages anymore, but are you still shifting your focus and not committing 100% or even 150% really to you, to your soul, to where you're going, to what you want, to the fact that you align with love over and over and over again, with the flow, with abundance, with the divine. It's all the same thing with love. Choosing love, not fear, every time. Every single time. Do you choose to then surrender into deep faith? I'm wobbling. I need to come back to my alignment. I'm wobbling. What can I do to help? Do I need to move my body? Do I need to do, you know, do I need to maybe help myself on a physical level because my diet's got out of whack and therefore my body is out of whack? How do I need to do some tidying up in my house? Maybe that will help me feel better. Or do I just simply need to sit into this emotion and let it pass? It's working out for yourself now with tools and upgrades, of course, of how you move forward to allow this, you know, because you're not, it's never going to just be like, wait, it's done. You want to just keep becoming into that flow of an allowing your divine wealth. Because what you've been doing is putting the divine back into your money, the soul back into your money, back into this relationship with money and the flow of abundance and wealth. You've just been doing that. You've been reconnecting love and money back together so that you recognize that you just are loved and you just have your resources. You always have your resources. Your resources are always available to you. Money is always available to you. Exactly the same energy that love is always available to you. You are loved and money is always available. It's always there because money is infinite. It's infinite, it's energy, it's exactly the same. It's not about the hows and whys. It is simply accepting just like the sun. It is there, it is done, it is available for you. And when you align to your soul and accept it, that it just is, and you commit 150% that you believe in your faith, that what you've written, what you've said, what you've asked for, what is done, and it's coming. And it's here and it will arrive and it's pouring into your bank. So we're now just fine tuning what's happening in your mind, what's happening in your body. You've been expanding your consciousness and we're fine tuning what it is as you move forward about, yes, I commit, I drive forward. I'm, you know, focusing in that direction. I'm committing to accepting that just like the sun, it's always here. And I commit to my soul, I commit to myself. And if I wobble, and you will, What techniques have you got in your toolbox, in your bank, to be able to go, okay, I know how to come back into alignment. I don't need to look elsewhere. And if I am finding myself looking externally for something to fill on the inside and the results, then simply ask yourself, why am I doing this? Why am I looking? What am I looking for? What am I actually looking for? If you can simply just stop yourself, just stop. Just stop yourself and take that time to just come in. What am I looking for? You can use a journal, you can ask yourself, but the art is to just simply stop. Stop. Stop and listen. Come back to your soul. Take some deep breaths. Do the practices. Just take your deep breaths. Come back, realign, and then ask and move forward. Because as soon as you reconnect, it's always there. It's always there. It hasn't left. You haven't. You've just unplugged yourself for a minute. Think about it like the toaster. You know, when we look outside of yourself and you're judging to see whether you're loved or not, and you're judging by what's coming, you've unplugged yourself and you're like trying to make toast without it being plugged in the electrical socket. Okay, you're not going to achieve very much. And eventually it's all just going to dry up because you're looking in the wrong places. So when we come back to plugging ourselves in with our soul, plugging ourselves into knowing the truth that it is done, it is here, you are loved, it's supported, it's always working out for you. That it's always working out for you and everything is on your side, then you will see the shifts. So using your techniques, this week I'm actually asking you to revisit anything you want to, you feel drawn to in this program, in this digital part of the program, to revisit, listen to your soul, to revisit, okay? Anything you feel drawn to, any of the healings, any of the guidance, any of the sessions about your money, writing your money stories, I'm asking you this week to create for yourself the right model for yourself every day, aligning with your soul, listening to your soul as you move forward. Because you now really need to track that. You now need to feel your way through that, yeah, I did that and I'm looking in the right place. I'm looking in the right place. So we're really coming into conscious awareness of using these skills. Conscious awareness of your soul, conscious awareness of what you're doing. You've got so good at it, things have been naturally happening, but I'm asking you now to put yourself 150% focused on you as we come towards the finishing post of this program. So I'm sending you much love.